chesom days. Velobitabash ain't all that chosom. A woman is not allowed to wear a ring, even if it doesn't have a seal on it. And if she does, the Mishnah says that she's not chayev achatas. Kod yeshole achosim chayevis. Mashma, if it would be a ring with a seal on it, then it would be, she'd be chayev achatas. Then it's considered carrying the seal. That's for sure not a takshit for a woman. Amalat takshit, for a woman, that's not a takshit, the seal. For aminu, takshite noshim, there's a brice or a Mishnah that says the following. Takshite noshim tmeim, the Elohim takshite noshim. Things that are ornaments for women are makabel tuma, and these are women's ornaments. Katlos, right, which are, we had it before, what's it called, different kinds, I think it's a choker, and nizomim, rings. That's earrings, the tabos and rings, finger rings, the tabas bein sheyesh olechosim bein shein olechosim, and rings that whether they have a seal on them or not, mashma that the teirish, these are women's ornaments, even if it has a seal on it. The nizmei ha'at and the nose rings. So all of these things are considered women's ornaments, and it seems from the Mishnah that a signet ring is not a woman's ornament. It depends who you go like. According to Reb Nechemya, the seal is the ikker, I will see, and what's it called, according to the ring is the ikker, and according to Rabbanan, the seal is the ikker. We'll see the Tanya. Hisha matechas, the chosma shel almog tmeya. If the ring is metal and the seal is wood, so the ring is tame. Hisha almog, the chosma shel matechas, if the ring is wood and the seal is metal, tahora. That's what you call what the chachamim hold. Reb Nechemya matami. Reb Nechemya says that it's tame. Shehoy Reb Nechemya omer b'tabas holach achar chosma. But all, what's it called? You, according to Nehemia, you go after the function of the thing. Since the function of the ring is mainly, if it's a signet ring, is to seal, so the seal becomes the ikar. So if the seal is metal, it's makabel tuma. If the seal is wood, it's not makabel tuma, because it's a pshute kliates. It's not a kli. So with the Chachamim hold, we'll see one second with the Chachamim hold. Ba'ol holach achar samlonot, by an all, you go after the, what's it called, the things that that hold it together. And we'll see Rashi in one of these first. Ba'lo b'tabas she'en olechosem, t'pani masnisen, dimyot z'ptura. Mishnah there says if she does go out with a ring that doesn't have a seal, it's osur, but she's potter from a chatas. The takshit ula, because it is a takshit, and we shum dilma mishalfu machya hu de mitzvah. The only reason it's osur is because we're afraid she'll take it off and show it to other people and end up carrying it. But meikar hadin, it's a takshit, and she's not carrying it. Or yeshola chosim chayavas chatas. Mashma, that if it would be a signet ring for a woman, that's not a takshit, it's not a takshit at all for a woman to wear a signet ring. And therefore, it's considered what's it called carry. Nizomim nizmei ha'ozen, v'tabas bein sheyesh la, kolomer v'tabas she'amarnu, bein sheyesh aleha, with what you already mentioned in this Mishnah, tabas, it means any kind of tabas, with a signet, with a seal, without a seal. Horeb Nechemya, v'omer ikar tabas adaita dechosebu. The Rabbi Nechemya holds that in a ring, the main thing goes on the function of the ring. The ikar of the ring is the seal. The ring was made for the seal, in a signet ring. What? Because it says nizmei. After this, it says again nizomi. So one has to be nizmei ha'at, and one is a nizmei ha'ozen. Okay. Right.
Yeah, the next one.
Right. Okay. The tabas. Okay, let's go on. The chosim leish olav takshitu. Since the ikar is the chosim, by a woman the chosim is not a takshit. The ain derech leish olachtom v'leshloach shluchim. because it's not the derech of a woman to have to seal and seal things and send them with messengers. She'ein chosim osri la'adam gadol mamuna. Chosim is made for important people who have positions of authority. And the Rashi doesn't say it, but the chora, a woman, is not allowed to have a position of authority. Srora is also to a woman. So therefore it's not the derech for women to have that kind of authority. V'hadik toni tachshidhu rabbonim. The amri gufa shol tabas ikar v'adayke the tabas nafkebe. The tabas v'adik tachshidhu. The rabbonim hold that the main thing is the ring. Right? That's the thing that holds the whole thing together. So therefore, what's it called, according to the rabbonim, a signet ring, even though it has a seal, and it's not the derech of a woman to use the seal, that's not the ikar of the ring. That's a bottle to the ring. So the ring is the ikar thing, and the ring is a tachshit. So that which it says that a ring is tachshit enoshim goes according to the Rabbanan. But according to Nehemiah, a signet ring is not a tachshit because the ikar is the seal, and it's not a tachshit for a woman. So our Mishnah that says that it's considering a masui would have to go according to what's it called, according to the Chachamim. And Reb Nechemya would hold that it is a tachshit for a woman because the ikur, no, the opposite. The ikur is the ring. The Chachamim therefore hold that what's it called, that it's not a masui. It's a tachshit even for a woman. And Reb Nechemya would be the one who would hold that in our Mishnah that it's a masui because the ikur is the chosim. Okay. There's a problem here, which is not for the purpose of the shir, but in any case, according to this, right, the halacha that you be chayiv achatos can only be according to Reb Nechemya. And yet the Rambam paskins that you're chayiv achatos here, and he paskins like Reb Nechemya, like the Chachamim over there. The Sham Sofer speaks about it, the Chazoni speaks about it, or whatever. Okay, v'hodik toni tachshid hu, rabbonin, v'amri, gufa shol tabas ikar. Rabbonin hold the main thing is the ring. V'adayke the tabas naftabe. She's going out with and carrying it as a ring, not with the seal. The tabas v'adi tachshid hu, and the bottom part of the ring is for sure tachshid. Right? And she can't be considered carrying the chosim because it's bottled to the ring. Tmeya, the tabas ikar. Right, Nehemiah holds that if the tabas, if the tabas is metal, then what's it called? This is the Rabbanan hold, that if the tabas is metal, then it's makabel tumah, because that's the ikar of the ring. He shall almog the chosma shall mateches tahora. But if the seal is mateches, and the ring itself is wood, the havile pshute klie, it's not makabel tumah. Kolach achar samlonov, by a yoke, you go after the samlonim, the imshol matra, same tummy. If the samlonim are metal, then the whole yoke is makabel to move in, even though the rest of the yoke is wood. Samlonov, ha'ol shalohem, l'hoya pogum kishalonov. Their all wasn't in a semicircle, wasn't a round all, like the all that that we use, Rashi says. Elecholach, it's straight. The nokvim bo shnei nekovim, ubeineim ka'ovi orif hashor, they put two holes in the yoke, and it was what's it called, and between them is the thickness of the neck of the animal, and there were two straight boards that were connected with a metal thing sometimes. And two pegs were put into that length of the neck of the animal to hold the oil on. The heim simlonim. So if the simlonim were made of wood, then it's not makabel tumah. But if the simlonim were made of metal, right, then they are makabel tumah. Okay? Okay, that's Reb Nechemya, right? Everything goes after the ikar usage of the thing. The kolev who kamin amud. The kolev hakarachamas marosa. Kolev is like a pole. Amud rachav numata v'dak numala. It was a pole that was wide at the bottom and it tapered off at the top. Metalto, you can move it around. The chenvani mamido lifnei chalon chanuso, and the chenvani was a display rack. Mishmarim techugim bo, and there were nails in this pole. The tolim bo en avneitim retsuas limkler. A guy who sold belts and things hung them on the nails. It was a display hole, huh? So it looked like a hat wrap, but it was for display of merchandise. So there the ikar is, the function is the, what's it called, the nails. So go after the nails. That's the ikur. Sulam ha'olach achar shlivosa. By a ladder, you go after what the rungs are made out of. If they're wood, it's not makabel tumah. If they're metal, it is makabel tumah. The ersa, Rashi says, the heim maznayim, gedolos, big scales, lishkot tsemer, v'shaiva, nechoshes, v'heim sholeis. They're made out of wood, the main part of the scale. Right? However, holech achar shal shalosav. You go after the chains. Rashi, holech achar shal shalosav, shetoli bohem. Im shal matecha, saint meos. Where the things of the scale are hung on chains, if the chains are made out of metal, so that is the, what's it called, the ikar function of the scale, then you go after the chains.
Maybe violence is talking to the Shuti creates and not Kelim.
Because they're not Kli Kibul. They're parts
even
of the Kli.
They're finished parts.
That's Shuti creates. They don't have a base kit. Okay, so that's what they're called. That's the first teretz. The first teretz is that which it says that rings with a choshen are a tachshit goes according to what's called the rabbanan who say the ikur is the tabas, and that which it says that ring with a choshen is not a tachshit. The choshen is a mosui. Goes according to Reb Nechemya, who holds that the Ikur is the Chosam. Reb Nachman bar Yitzchak Omar, another Teretz. Tuma, Shabbos, Karamis. Rava Omar. Litzdadim Karamis. Rava answers the question a different way. He says that which it says, that whether it's a ring with a Chosam or not, is not going back, that's a Tachshid of Noshim. Right? Yesh Oleh Chosam Tachshid Deish. A ring that has a seal is not a tachshit of a woman. It's a tachshit of a man. Ain olah choson, if it doesn't have a seal, tachshit isha. Then it's a tachshit of a woman. So there's no stira, right? Our Mishnah holds that it's kel carrying because of the choson. It's not a tachshit of a woman. And I, that brisa that says, these are the tachshitim of a woman, and it includes a ring with a seal, no. It means that a ring without a seal is a tachshit of a woman, but a ring of a seal is a tachshit of a man. Rav Nachman Yitzchok Amar, Tuma Shabbos Karamis. Rav Nachman Yitzchok says that you can't ask a kasha from the halachas of Tuma to Shabbos. Tuma kli maisa merachmana uklihu. By Tuma, the main thing is it has a function. Right? Does this ring have a function even for a woman? Yes. So it's makabel Tuma. Shabbos mishum mosi amar achmana ain lechosam tachshit yesh lechosam mosi. Right? It doesn't have to be a tachshit. It can be a kli to mekabel tumah. But in order to be what's it called to not be considered carrying that kli, it has to be a tachshit. And by Shabbos, not a tachshit. Okay. See. And the Ritva holds, therefore, and Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok for sure doesn't have to hold that we said in the beginning. That one's with Nachman and one's with Chachamim. Even according to the Chachamim, who hold that the ring is an ikur, but it's not a tachshit. It's a mosur. So it's a kli, but it's not a tachshit. So here you can have the Rambam can paskin like Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok, and the Mela paskin like the Chachamim, and still paskin that our Mishnah is chayiv chatas. Hamaimid. Okay, that's what the Chachamim Hakol Holich Achor Hamaimid Guf HaTabas Maimid HaChosen. Even though the main function of the ring is not the ring, the main function is the seal, and the ring is there only to hold on the seal. But without the ring, the seal can't exist by itself. So that is the ikur of the kli, according to the Chachamim. And Reb Nechemya holds no. The ikur of the kli is what its function is. The Ha'ol Maimid HaShamlonav. Right, the all holds the pegs. Bakole des masmarosav, and the pole holds on the nails, even though the function is the nails. Basula meshlivosav, and the ladder holds on the rungs, even though the function of the ladder is the rungs. But the rungs can't exist in midair. So the side parts of the ladder hold on the rungs. Shari bohem kvuin, that's where they are set. The ha'ersa who eats aruch shakona shakorin yisha the halashin tachubo right? The ersa itself is a long pole, right? Wood, wooden pole. And the, what's it called, the shalshalos kivuos bekana, and the chains are connected to this long pole. The kulon ha'etz aruch mamidam, what holds on these chains, even though they're metal, is the pole. Without the pole, the chains are on the ground. Sh'shtei kapos ha'mazmayim pluyos v'deiz roshim. The two... places where you put the things to be weighed, right? The kapos hamaznayim, they're hanging by these chains, that the chains are hanging on the pole. So without the pole, none of this can exist. So the ikar is the pole, according to the Rabban. Rav Omer, Braisa diklani v'tabas havitachshit, the Braisa that says that a tabas is an ornament for a woman, bein she'eshu le'chosem, bein she'eino le'chosem. And therefore that would contradict the Mishnah, which says that only a ring without a seal is a woman not chayev achatas. But with a seal she'd be chayev achatas. Lava reisha, the ayri b'takshite noshim kaimim. It's not going back on the reisha, it says the elu takshite noshim. These are the ornaments of women. Tarvayu, both of them. Elechad takshite ish, vechad takshite ish, so it's starting from it. Right, and echanami, the preface to the Mishnah is, the braisa is, these are takshite noshim. When it says, though, bein she'aleha chosem, bein she'aleha chosem, only part of that's going back on the ratio. The one where it's not a chosem, that is a takshit of an isha, but there is a ring with a seal that's a takshit for a man, not for a woman. Rav Nachman Yitzchok says, tumah shabbos kolomis, hodik tani v'tabas, bein she'yesh aleha, lava ratio koi, dekori le takshit nasha. Rashi also says, Rav Nachman Yitzchok also holds that it's not a takshit. What's it called? That which it says, the tabas, when it has a seal, is a takshit of nashim, that which it has a seal is not going back on the ratio. Elohachi from it. The tabas she'omru she'nitmes, bein she'yesho v'achosim, v'lav takshitu, mi'u klimaisahu. That which it says, that a tabas, even if it has a chosim, is a makabal tumah, right, is not because it's a takshit, it's because it's a klimaisah. Or if it doesn't have a chosim, then it's a takshit. But it's not a takshit for a woman if it has a chosim, but it's still a kli. It says it's a kli with a function, and therefore it's makabel tumah. The chik tani reisha takshitei nashim asha'ein oleha chosim. Item when the reisha says though takshitei nashim, it's only going on the one without the chosim. Okay, so we have three answers to why the Mishnah, which says Yechayev Achatas, which means not a Takshit, it's a Masui, right, doesn't contradict this Braisa, that what's it called, that it says Takshit Einoshim, is what's it called, is with a Chosim, it's also called a Takshit. First Teretz is, it's Machlokas of Nechemya and the Rabbanan. Second Teretz is, that when it says Yeshua Chosim, it's not going back on Takshit Einoshim. And the third one also, it's not going back at that it's a takshit shel nashim, but it's makabel tumah because it's a kli ma'is of nashim. The lo b'machat she'ena nekuva, she can't go out with a pin that doesn't have an eye. L'maychaz, what does she use this pin for? Rav Yosef hoel v'isha ogeres basaira. Right? The woman uses it, Rashi says, to part her hair. Okay? Let's see Rashi. Mamai chazila takshit. What takshit is there? A pin that doesn't have an eye. Tiktani ena chayev eschatas. Right? Because a pin without an eye would have to be a takshit. Because if it's not a takshit, then she stopped carrying the pin. Ogeres brasara hayotze chutz lekishureha. If she, what's it called? Her hair that goes outside of her tichel. Korachto saviv hamachat. She wraps it around this pin. The tocheves hamachat besichva. And she puts the pin. She puts the pin into her tichel. Right? She pierces the tichel with the pin to hold it there and to hold the hair in place. Mitachteha shlo yirasara. This way, she puts the hair around so it doesn't hang out, and she puts it back underneath the tichel, so the hair is underneath the tichel. So Mara says the tahavi. If that's the case, the tahavi kabiris. Tahora, right, the tishtari. If that's the case, then it should be like a biris tahora. Beerus is a garter, which holds up her stockings. So here the same thing. This pin holds in her hair. So it's what's it called? It's mishtamish to her hair, and just like a beerus is tahora, because it's bottled to the, it's mishamish the beged, then let this thing also be mishamish her hair and her tichel. And it should be tahar, and it also should be mutter to carry, to wear on Shabbos. El tirgum of Ada narshoa kamedra of Yosef, called the isha cholekes basara b'Shabbos. A woman, what's it called, uses it to part her hair. So Mar says, "V'Shabbos l'maychasha." On Shabbos, l'chor, is not allowed to part your hair, the way Rashi learns. So why, what's it called, why would she use it on Shabbos? Amar Rava Tasha Zav Yeshla Arosha. Right? It also has a nice ornament on the other end. One end is a pin, and that she uses to part her hair, and the other end is an ornament. So it has two ends to it. The chol cholekes basaira. During the week, she uses it as a part. The Shabbos minichasa keneged patachta. On Shabbos, she uses the other part. She wears it, the ornament part. Rashi. L'may chazi l'tachshit tiktoni eina chayev eschatas. Right. The Mishnah is clear that the reason that the pin without the eye is osur is only because we're afraid she'll take it off and show it to people and end up carrying it. It's only a siddur rabbanan. But it is a tachshit. It's not a musr. So what tachshit is there, a woman wearing a pin without an eye? Ogeres basaira, hayotze chutz l'kishureha, the hair that goes outside of her tichel, korachto saviv hamachat, she wraps it around, that hair around the pin, the tocheves hamachas b'sichva, and she puts the pin into her tichel underneath, mitachteha, shlo yira sara, this way the hair doesn't fall down. Mar says the tahavi kabiris, the tana masnison, biris tahora melatame, the yotzinba. Right? A biris, later on the Gemara says, a biris is tahar, and you're allowed to wear it on Shabbos. The he kamin at sada, sha'osel shokeha, it's like some kind of pin that she makes for her legs, me al bote shokeha, above her stockings, lahad kun shlo yiplu aragla, to hold them on that they shouldn't fall down. Tahora, the lav tachshiti. It's not a tachshit, right? But it serves the clothing. It's like a fasten. It's a fastener for her clothing. So therefore, it's not makabel tuma because something that serves a kli. I guess somebody who serves a kli, right, is not makabel tuma. A tachshit of a kli is only a tachshit of a person makabel tuma. But tachshite behema and tachshite kelim are not makabel tuma. So this serves the stocking. It doesn't serve her. Right? The pirkin, like we learned before. The yotzin bar, and you're allowed to carry it on Shabbos, should tzarech loin bate shokela. It's buckled to her clothing. Below havi mosli, it's not considered carrying a burden. It's considered wearing the clothing. The yotzin, the kima l'tzniusahi, and also there's no problem for taking it off and showing it to her friends, because she takes off her garters, her stockings are going to fall down. The kima l'tzniusahi, lo shalfu machta. Right, same thing over here. This pin is made for tznius. She has to keep this hair covered up. And she's not going to take it out to show because she's not going to want her hair to fall down. If that's the case, then why is it even osur midrabbanan? If that's what this pin is functions, then why isn't it like a biris that should be mutter to wear on Shabbos? Mar says, no, cholekes, it's not, that's not the function of this pin. She uses it for other things. Cholekes lekan lekan be'emtza rosha, and she makes a part in her hair, which what's it called, which is not like a beerus. It's not, Mar says, v'shabes for my chazia, hari v'shabes ain't a cholekes sire, on Shabbos you're not allowed to make a part in your hair. Tashel zod yeshla rosha, ho'echad v'asheni oketzhavi. This pin has a wide ornament on one end and a point on the other end. B'chol cholekes sarah ba'okets. During the week, she makes the part with the pointed end. U'v'shabes tocheves ha'okets b'sichva. On Shabbos, she puts the pin into her tichel. V'hatash shebarosh ha'sheni munach ha'padachta. And the other part sticks out, and it's an ornament. Therefore, we're afraid that she'll what's it called take it out, and she'll what's it called she'll show it to people. Therefore, it's not a masui, it's a tachshit. So it's not chayv achatos, but she's also to wear it. Tosfos says, what's it called? That he doesn't know what the isser is of parting your hair on Shabbos, right? Kasha l'reed. Chada d'hamana minale d'asr l'chalik b'aseya b'Shabbos. So how do you know that you're not allowed to make a part on Shabbos? Rashi holds that just like you're not allowed to make braids or whatever, it's called binyan, so parting your hair is also included in that. Okay.
Okay. It's a comb?
A comb? It's not. It's a pin. It's a pin. It doesn't have any, what's it called? It doesn't have any teeth. It doesn't pull out your hair.
No, it's a cap. Comb. This can be described as something which is a comb, which a wood with, which where the top part would have the ornament and you stick it in your hair. Yeah.
But it's not a pin. Okay, the Gemara says it's a machat. It's not, there's
a
word.
Doesn't mean it has only one point. It could have several points.
That's not a machat.
Right,
it doesn't say uktsin, it says ukits, right. Yeah, it's what's it called? They're pins like that that you separate your hair.
Maybe it's one has two.
What? Again, it says ukits, not uktsin. Okay. Let's see the Rashi. Okay, the Mishnah. Lo yetzei ha'ish b'sandal ha'mesumer. Now we're going to what men can wear on Shabbos. A man's not allowed to go out with a sandal hamasumer, and the Gemara will discuss what exactly that is. Velo b'yochid b'sman she'ein baraglo maka. He can't go out with one sandal when he doesn't have a wound on one of his legs, and the Gemara will discuss which leg are you wearing the sandal, the one with the wound or the one without the wound. Velo b'tfilin, can't wear tfilin on Shabbos. Velo b'kmiya b'sman she'eino min ha'mumcha, and not with an amulet when it hasn't yet been proven to be effective. Velo b'shirion, not with armor. Velo b'kazda, nor with a helmet. Velo b'magafayim is, what's it called, like boots that are were made like armor. V'imyotza eino chayev chatas. All of these things, you're not chayev chatas, they're not considered a burden. But they're also because we're afraid that they may fall off, or you may, what's it called, you may take them off for a reason or whatever. Rashi, and carry them. Rashi. Sandal hamasumer shall eitzu. It's a wooden sandal. The tochbin masmeros lamala lechazik hatachtonim elyon. And they put, what's it called, nails to hold the top part of the sandal to the bottom part. Right? Ha'eitzim ha'or shalamala haimenu. The yeshlo shtei pios. It has two points on both ends. It's not like our shoes where one end is pointed and one end is round. So one is clearly for the heel and one's clearly for the toe. This one can be reversed. You can put the toe by the heel and the heel by the toe. There's both ends are pointed. The toche braglo. Mar mefarish my time of gozrube. Why they asser this kind of sandal? Why isn't it like any other kind of shoe you're allowed to wear? The lobe yochid, lobe sandal yochid. You can't go out with one sandal on. Bisman shein braglo maka. Bishas yerushalmi mefarish. The Lalashate, the Toyin Lelechavre, to say Kante. Yerushalmi says the reason you can't go out with one shoe is because people will suspect that the other shoe you're carrying. Right? So that's the reason. It's Marisayan. Looks like you're carrying the other shoe. The Lashon Rabosai, and Rashi says, my Rebbeim said a different shot in the Bavli. Bavli doesn't say this reason. Dilma Mechaychi Olei, because you're afraid people see you with one shoe on and one shoe off. Right, they're not going to be choshed that you're carrying the other shoe. They're going to laugh at you. And the person, out of embarrassment, will take off the shoe that he has on. The shalit lay umanti lay biyade, and he'll end up carrying it. The shik hashabbos, he'll forget it's Shabbos because he's going to be too concerned about the people laughing at him, and he'll end up carrying the shoe. Umiu bisman sheish baraglo maka shori. When he has a maka, right, then people will say, oh, he's not carrying the other shoe. And the Gemara is going to discuss which foot. But if it's talking about not wearing the shoe on the foot with the maka, right, and wearing the shoe on the other one, nobody's going to laugh at you because they see you have a maka on your foot, so they're not going to laugh. They're going to understand that you're not wearing a shoe on the foot that has a wound, a sore on it. Well, the Gemara, boy, behind me now, Yoivle. The Gemara is going to discuss which foot you're wearing the shoe on. You're wearing the shoe to protect the maka, and the one without the maka doesn't have the shoe, or vice versa. the lobit tefillin, kin mefarish time gemaran. Later on, the gemara will discuss why not tefillin. The lobit kamiya shekostin v'toanim l'refuah. People wear amulets for healing, and it's only if it's been proven. Sheino min hamumcha v'bekamiya mumcha shari. You're allowed to wear an amulet that's been proven effective. The takshit hu lechola ke'echem mibabusha. For a chola, that's a takshit, just like any of his clothing. You have to wear the amulet for to get healed. Siryon kazdo magafayim. We'll discuss each one what it is, but basically they're helmets, armor, and leg armor. Eino chayiv chatas, the kulo min mabushim. They're all considered clothing, right? Bechol milchama. But on Shabbos, the ma'aser they asked it. But it's not something you're carrying, something you're wearing. Okay. Rashi, sandal hamasumer my timer. What's the reason that you can't wear a sandal hamasumer? Omar Shmuel, shalfei hagzeira hayim. These were people who were running away from hagzeira, and v'hayu nichboim b'mara, and they were hiding in a cave. See Rashi, shalfei hagzeira hayim. People were trying to escape a decree that was made against them. So they hid in a cave. The Amru Hanichnas Ikanes, Bahayotse Al Yetse. Right? And the pastor's the Gzeira was that they weren't allowed to keep Shabbos. So they hid in a cave to be able to be Shomer Shabbos. So they made a Gzeira in the cave. They said, no one, anybody who wants to come in can come in. We can take new people into the cave. Because people be careful to look around and see if there's any of the enemy outside before they enter the hiding place. But no one's allowed to leave. Because when you leave, you can't check to see if anybody's looking as you leave. Right? You can only do that after you're outside. And therefore, somebody may spot you coming out of the cave, one of the enemy, and they'll come and realize we're hiding here. So you'll give away our hiding place if you leave. On the other hand, taking in people from the outside is not a problem because nobody's going to come into the cave if they know the enemy is watching, and they'll make sure that they don't knock on the door and come in until nobody's watching. Rashi. Nicha nichnas yikonish, harotzel yikonish yikonish, hanichnas yiretchila she'in adam roe. We said, person comes in, we'll check first before he knocks on the door to make sure nobody's watching. Maybe there are enemies outside, but he won't know. And when he goes out, he'll be exposed and give away a hiding place. So this sandal on the sumer, like we said, can be worn both ways, right? But you can tell which is the front and which is the back, but it's possible to switch it around. Right? With our shoes, you can't wear it backwards. Impossible. But there it was possible, like the place where you put your foot was in the middle. And it could be worn front to back or back to front. Okay. But you could tell which was the front, which is the back. It's just that it fit the foot either way. So one of them put their sandal on backwards, and he came in. Somebody came in, and his footprint was on the floor. What did they see? A footprint on the floor of somebody going out, because the shoe was backwards. So when they looked on the floor, it looked like somebody left. And then they were afraid that he was spotted and their hiding place was discovered. Kisvurim hein echad mehem yotza. They thought somebody went out, not came in. V'ra'u oivim. And that he was spotted. The achsha boin aleihem. And they heard noise and they thought that the enemy is coming. They had these, they started to hear sounds, right? Because they were afraid that somebody was exposed them. And since they were wearing these sandalim that had, cleats, spikes in them, so they ended up killing each other from panic more than the Oyev would have killed them. So that's the first. So therefore, they made Xera. You can't wear these things on Shabbos. Okay, we'll see in a second why you can wear them anytime. Right? But on Shabbos, not at least. Nepach sandalo sheyesh lo shtei pios the yochel and nolim they start. You can put it on front, back, or back to front. Aval nikr mi hulifnim mi ulacher. However, there is a front and a back to the shoe, but you can reverse. You can see in the footprint, right, when you wear it backwards, it looks like somebody who just came in went out. The har guzezeh betchikosim, by what's it called, pressing against each other, they trampled each other. Shayu sandaleim misumarim kein osim shosim l'ragli asusim rasheim avim. They were thick sandals, and because of that, they ended up trampling each other and killing each other. That's one shot. Rebeloi ben Elazar Omer, Abimara Hayoshvin, they attacked were in a cave, he says a different version of what happened. They were in a cave, the Shamu called me Al Gabi Hamara, and they heard sounds above the cave. Kisfur and Hayu Shaboy Lemoidin. They thought that the sounds were the fact that they were detected and the enemy was coming. And same thing. The problem wasn't with the sandal that they thought somebody went out. They just thought the enemy was coming, and they panicked, and they trampled each other. Because we're wearing these thick sandals, right, they ended up killing each other because of the sandals. Romi bar Yecheskel Amar, the Beis HaKnesses HaYoshim. They weren't in a cave. They were in shul. The Shomu called me Achori Beis HaKnesses, and they heard noises from back of the shul. Kisvurin Hoyishaboy Alemov, they thought the enemies were coming. All of this was Bishasak Zeir. Shaila was what exactly the Maisha was. So Doch Guzebazeb, Ahar Guzebazeb, Yosna Shahar Gubanoidin, same thing. They trampled each other in the shul, but because of their sandals. But also Shah Omru Al Yetzi on the Besandal HaMesumer. But that time they made Xeira that since the Sandal HaMesumer was the cause of all of this death, they made it clear a person shouldn't go out with a sandal on the sumer on Shabbos. Shmar says, Yehochi b'chol nami litzer. Right? The mice should have happened, they should usher it even on during the weekday. Right, yeah, whatever. Right? Yeah, and they could have been in the caves also on Shabbos. No, Klavdavka, because they were hiding from the Xeira during the week too. They wanted to... Because they were Shomrei Shabbos, so they were whatever it was, whatever the Gzeira was, they were people that the government was looking for because they were going against the Gzeira. The Gemara says Maisa Kihavi b'Shabbos Havi. The Maisa was on Shabbos, right? The Gemara says B'Yontif Lishteri. That on Yontif it should be Mutter, and we'll see that on Yontif Taka it's Aser, right? It's only Aser when the Maisa happened. Then should only be Aser on Shabbos, not Aser on Yontif. Okay, that we'll see tomorrow. Let's see Rashi. Al Yetze Ha'ish V'Shabbos Kin Reforish L'Kameh V'Shabbos Ha'yamaisa U'me'en Ha'ma'ora Asur. The only Asurid is similar to what happened, right? The Gzeira was made to fit the Maisa that happened. Alma T'nama Sechaz Beitza, and tomorrow we'll see the Gemara in Beitza, the Mishnah in Beitza, that says that a sandal on the Sumer is also even on Yantar. Okay. The grapes. There's a time when they become disgusting, and then they're not edible again until they're dry. This is the chiddush that the Gemara says in the end, that you were mamish eating these things, right? You didn't designate them to begin with for something else. You were mamish eating them. Right? Even though you were eating, but then you put them on the roof, it took away from the designation of eating totally, and now in order to be able to eat them the next Shabbos, you have to take them off the roof and designate them again for eating. Chavushim quince. Chavushim are quince. Quince is a fruit, yeah. The chenata omer, the afagab the hani chazu kol shaita. Even though these things, when they dry out, they're still edible. They never become unedible. Even if they stay on the roof a long time, there's no point where they become unedible. But what do we see? That whoever holds from this, whoever said this brisa, holds that if you designate them for drying, even if they never become unedible in the process, they're still usher to eat on Shabbos and usher to move on Shabbos. They're mutzer, right?
Rabbi Yehuda, According to Rabbi Yehuda, they'd be muktzah even if you didn't put them up for drying. You just put them away, and you took your mind off of them for eating now, and you put them away to store them for later. They'd also be muktzah according to Rabbi Yehuda. So why, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if this is Rabbi Yehuda, why did it say this case? Tell me the bigger chiddush. Gemara says, no, it told me this case to tell me that if you were eating them, right, and then you decided to put them up on the roof, that what's it called, that it was still considered dachi or dain. Okay? However, Tosus brings down that, Tosus is the same thing as Rashi, that why according to Rabbi Yehuda, why didn't we say the case of Otsar and not the case of dachi or dain? Okay. So two things here. No, nothing. It was an interesting some sofer. You have an esrig that you decide you're not going to use for sukkahs, for dalad minim. You want to use it for sukkah decoration. And then your esrig gets parcel and you want to use the esrig that's hanging in your sukkah. Right? Since you were matzeh for the mitzvah of sukkah, can you use it for the mitzvah of esrig? The Sam Sofer says the whole idea of huksel mitzvaso is that it's a bizui for the mitzvah to use it for something else or whatever, but here it's not a bizui to use it for another mitzvah, and mitzvah lav lahenis nitnu, you'd be allowed to use the esrig, the Sam Sofer says, even though normally you can't use something that's decorations for any other purpose, for a purpose of a mitzvah you would be allowed to use it. And this Tanai the Gemara speaks about, the Machlokas Rishonim, where the Tanai helps even on the wood of the sukkah and the schach, or only helps on the decorations, not on the schach and not on the wood itself. Well, it's Machlokas Rishonim, whether the Tanai that we said, if you made a Tanai before Yontif, right, that you're going to be able to use the decorations the whole, whenever you want, then they don't become muktzah. So some Rishonim hold that Tanai can help even for things hanging from the stach, what's it called, and some hold that only, for decorations on the stach, and other holds that only helps for decorations that are not part of the stach. Or it helps for the stach itself also, and for the wood of the sukkah also. You decide that that you don't want to be matzit for the mitzvah of sukkah, so when it falls down or whatever, or that stach won't pass on the sukkah, you can take that off too. And that is only helps for the decorations. Rashi holds that it helps only for the noi hasukkah, not for the atzei in stach, and the Ramban holds it on everything. You know, if you shvus, and bringing your hand back is not an isser b'chlal. It's not like taking the bread out of the oven where it's an isser. Ilo mishum knasa v'hakalo kanis. Ava rediyas apash shvusa, but if the case of a bay boy, it could be still asser. Because there you're going to be over an isser d'rabban if you take it out of the oven. So maybe they weren't matur an isser d'rabbanan, right? Even though it could be you'll come to a chiyuv chatas. The nigzer of a minyan, mishum kol mishiyol v'de chiyuv chatas lo bakul gzei rasser. The isser navi lo kishu, don't learn the other way either. That it's asser. Then it comes from amazed, but the fact that they made a knas, the amazed, maybe the shogay they didn't make that knas. The house of lekel aveichas duma vashdinu shischayv misus beizdin, because you were only a shogay. You're not going to come to a chiyuv misus beizdin. It was only shogay altogether. Aber hacha ikan sinav le milirdos. If he did it amazed over here and they give you a knas, right? Al korki yischayv misus beizdin. You're going to come to an isra misus beizdin. There maybe they didn't make the gzera. They said you could take it out. So either way, you can't learn from here, either it's shogig or it's mazid. In either case, could be that it's mutter in the case of the bread, could be that it's mutter in the case of the, what's it called, of the hand, and neither one is a riot to the other one. Your own religion. Build your own mizbeach. Right, make have your own levium, whatever, but we're not going to consider you any more part of Klal Yisrael. You're basically seceding from Klal Yisrael by calculating the months in Chutz Laretz. Miyad go kol ha'am b'chiyah, they all started to cry. The Amru chas to shalom, yesh lanu chelet b'lokei Yisrael. We don't want to secede from Klal Yisrael, we don't want to be put in cherim, right? We have a share b'lokei Yisrael. The kol kach lama, why so serious that you can't be koveya the calendar of Chutz Laretz, Yishum Shenemar, Ki Mitzion, Teitzei Torah, Udvar Hashem Yerushalayim. So Moshe says, Bishlam, Ahu Metayer, Vehem Metamim, L'chumra. understand that they, where he was makel, they were machmir. So they were machmir more than him, that's okay. So this way they undermined his authority. But Elohu Metzami, the Hematzarin, how was that possible? He said it's Asur, and they, in order to undermine his authority, said that it's Mutter. Heichi Havik, right? Bahatanya, Chacham Shetimei, Ein Chaveh Roshay L'tayr. If a Chacham says something's Asur, another Chacham can't contradict it and say that it's Mutter. Right? So how can it be? He already paskened on this thing. Right? He said it's Asur, and then the people came to the other ones and they said it's Mutter. They can't do that. If somebody already passed on this thing, you can't pass on that same person that it's mutter. If it already was passed on, it's asr. So how did they undermine his authority by being matter things that he asr? That's not allowed. No, here they did it as a rashah that people shouldn't follow it. Right? Whatever he said, they contradicted, good or bad, and that way they undermined his authority, which was the purpose over here. Right, because he was doing something wrong, and if people followed him, then it would have created a schism in Klal Yisrael. There would have been two calendars. They were making calculations in Eretz Yisrael. They would have had one calendar, and that's what happened sometimes in history. That there were in the time of the Gaonim, there was one of the people in the time of the Gaonim, in the time of Rav Sadia Gaon, who made what's it called his own calendar calculations, there were two calendars. There were a few years where Yom Kippur came different times for different Jews in different places. So that was a terrible schism in Klal Yisrael. So it has to be one central body that makes a calendar, otherwise Klal Yisrael doesn't have any unity. The Mishnah they had what to be some of them. Okay. But the Gemara asked that, and I said, there were any halacha. And they went to that side, but they did it in order to undermine his authority. Rashi, the Imru Lachenu Shabagola Shalo Yishmulo. In order they shouldn't listen to him, is then tell the rest of the people. If they won't listen to us, then convince the people not to listen to him. Yalu Bahar, go up to one of the mountains, Lishnaid Bechukaso Amin, Livnos Bamos. So if you want to build another religion, fine. So go and build a Mizbeach on a mountain, and you'll make your own religion. Achia Yibne Mizbeach, Adam Godelhaya, Verosh Lidne Gohagola. He was one of the leaders there in Chutzlaritz. Hananya, who? Hananya ben Rabbi Yoshua. That was Hananya, the son of Rabbi Yoshua. Yinagin Bekinor, Lifnei HaBama. He'll play the harp in front of this Dhamma. Lefisha Hananya Levi Hoya. He was a Levi. Kedislam Sechas Erechin. Maisim Rabbi Yoshua ben Hananya, Shaholach Lesayeyas, Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudguda bat Kovas Dosos, that Rabbi Yoshua ben Hananya went to help Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudguda when he was a Levi who was in charge of guarding the gates in the Beis Hamikdash. The Leviim had two jobs. One is they were gatekeepers and they were choir, in the choir. And halacha is that you had to keep your job and you couldn't do somebody else's job. So a gatekeeper who went to the choir was Chayiv Misa. Amar lo Chazorba. So when Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya went to help Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudguda with the gates, he told him, go back, Shata min ha-mishorin, because you're in the choir, v'ani min ha-shoarim, and I'm from the gatekeepers, and you can't switch jobs. If you do the job that's not yours, you chayiv misa. Okay. Tana Rabban, kishenichnasu rabosenu lekerem b'yavne, when they went to Yavne, the Sanhedrin came to Yavne, and it's called kerem b'yavne, because they used to sit in rows like a kerem, like a vineyard. Hayu sham Rabbi Yehuda, so who was there? Who were the heads of the Sanhedrin in Yavne? Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Nechemya, Rabbi Lezer ben Osher, Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Those were the Gedolim at the time. This was after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, so the...